Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 16, Tape B, Side 2. Listening Comprehension. Here is a story covering almost the entire glossary of the current lesson. Listening to it will give you an excellent review of the new words, and when you have mastered it, you should be well prepared for the lesson test. Listen as many times as you feel necessary to gain a complete understanding of the content, and then listen to the English translation at the end. Here is the story. The title is
开校车的冯先生.
The new words are
小学,
elementary or primary school,
修理,
to repair or to fix,
岁,
age. Now the story.
冯先生在一个小学里工作, 他给那个学校开校车, 他开的那部校车坐40个学生, 这些学生都是从6岁到12岁的孩子们, 也不只是城里头的孩子, 城外头的也有。 每天早上冯先生开这部校车, 到他们每个人的家里去接他们。 好些孩子的父母站在自己家门外头, 看他们的孩子上车。 冯先生早上起床起得很早, 吃了早饭以后, 7点钟就出发, 接了这40个学生, 回到学校教学楼前边的时候, 差不多8点钟, 还差半个钟头上课。 下午3点下课以后, 这40个学生, 都到教学楼前边集合。 冯先生站在车门前边, 看他们一个一个的上车, 大家都上了车, 冯先生再上车, 然后关上车门, 再出发回到他们的家里去。 校车送学生们回到家里的时候, 有些学生的父母已经站在他们的家门前边, 看他们的孩子下车。 看见孩子就非常高兴, 孩子们看见父母也很高兴。 可是有的孩子喜欢坐汽车, 不想下车。 冯先生在这个学校开校车, 开了20年了。 好些学生的父母, 从前也坐他开的校车上学。 每年开学的时候, 就有很多新学生, 坐这部校车。 很多年以前, 冯先生在一个电器厂工作过好几年, 所以, 他懂很多电器。 现在, 学校里, 有电器坏了的时候, 他也负责检查, 也会修理。 学生们有很多活动, 要到学校外头去。 有的活动是去参观, 有的活动是跟好几个学校一块开运动会, 平均每年有4-5次。 有这些活动的时候, 学生都高兴极了, 都要去。 那么, 学校里的5部校车就都得用。 这5部校车有的大一点, 有的小一点, 平均每部坐45个人。 要是老师去, 他们都喜欢开自己的汽车。 上个月, 学生参观一家电器厂, 这家电器厂就是20多年以前 冯先生在那儿工作过的那家工厂。 参观的那天, 校车到了工厂以后, 由一个工人代表刘先生, 站在工厂的楼房前边欢迎他们。 冯先生看见他, 就很高兴, 因为那位工人代表是他的老同事。二十多年以前，他们两个人一块儿在那个工厂里实习，他们两个人见了都非常高兴。冯先生立刻就给刘先生介绍从学校来的几位老师和学生们。那天刘先生负责招待他们参观，给他们讲工厂里的情况。他看学生们都很小，所以他讲的话都很容易听懂。有的学生问刘先生很多问题，参观完了，刘先生代表工厂请学生们喝汽水，每个人一瓶。后来有一个学生也代表学校送给工厂一个很大的钟，谢谢工厂的招待，然后大家就都上了车回到学校去，从学校再回到自己的家去。完了。
Now, questions to be answered before listening to the translation. Before you listen to the English version of the story, see if you can answer the following questions. If you have any trouble with them, listen again to the story for verification. 1. At what kind of a school did Mr. Feng work? 2. How many years had he worked there? 3.What was his job at the school? 4. How many could the vehicle seat? 5. What time does Mr. Feng get up in the morning? 6. What time does he set out on his rounds? 7. What time does he get back to the school?8. How long is this before class time? 9. Where are the children dropped off at the school? 10. Previous to this job, where did Mr. Feng work? 11. As a result of this, what is his expertise? 12. On average,How many times a year does the school have outside activities? 13. On these occasions, what happens? 14. How many school vehicles does the school own? 15. What is the average seating capacity? 16. After their visit to the factory,How did the students show their appreciation? Now, here is the English version of the story. The title of the story is Mr. Feng, the School Bus Driver. Mr. Feng works in an elementary school. He drives the school bus for the school. The bus he drives can seat 40 students. These students are all from 6 to 12 years of age,And they are not all from inside the city. There are also some from outside the city. Each morning, Mr. Feng drives this bus to their various homes to fetch them. Quite a few parents of the children stand outside the doors of their homes to watch their children board the bus. Mr. Feng gets up very early in the morning. When he has eaten breakfast, he leaves at 7 o'clock.By the time he has picked up these 40 students and returned to the front of the classroom building, it is almost 8 o'clock, still half an hour before class time. In the afternoon, at 3 o'clock, when classes are dismissed, these 40 students all gather in front of the classroom building. Mr. Feng stands in front of the door of the bus and watches as one by one they get on the bus. When everyone is aboard,Mr. Feng then gets on the bus and then closes the door and sets out to return them to their homes. When the school bus returns these children to their homes, Some of the parents of the children are already standing in front of their doors to watch their children get off the bus. When they see their children, they are extremely happy. And when the children see their parents, they are also very happy. But there are some children who like riding the bus and don't want to get off. Mr. Feng has driven the school bus at this school for over 20 years. Quite a few of the children's parents formerly also rode his bus to school. Each year, when school opens, there are a lot of new students who ride this bus. Many years ago, Mr. Feng worked in an electrical equipment factory for a number of years. So, he knows a lot about electrical equipment. Now, when any electrical equipment at the school breaks down, he takes the responsibility of checking and repairing it. The students have a lot of activities outside of the school. Some of these activities are visits. Other activities are sports meets with several other schools. On the average, there are 4 or 5 each year. When they have all these activities, the students are extraordinarily pleased and all want to go. As a result, all 5 of the school buses must be used. Some of these 5 buses are a little larger and some are a little smaller. On the average, each bus can seat 45 people. If the teachers go, they all like to drive their own cars. Last month, the students went to visit an electrical equipment factory. This electrical equipment factory is the one where some 20-odd years ago, Mr. Feng used to work. That day they made their visit, when the school bus arrived at the factory, there was a worker representative, Mr. Liu, standing in front of the factory building to welcome them. When Mr. Feng saw this person, he was very happy because this worker representative was his old fellow worker. 20-some years before, the two of them had practiced together in that factory. When the two of them met, they were extremely happy. Mr. Feng immediately introduced Mr. Liu to the teachers and students who had come from the school. That day, Mr. Liu took the responsibility to show them around the factory and explain the factory conditions to them. He noticed the children were all very small, so he spoke in a way which was very easily understood. Some of the students asked Mr. Liu a lot of questions. After they had finished looking around, Mr. Liu, on behalf of the factory, invited the students to drink soft drinks, each of them getting a bottle. Afterwards, one of the students represented the school in donating to the factory a very large clock and thanked the factory for their hospitality. After this, everyone got aboard the buses and returned to the school, and from the school returned to their homes. The end. End of Lesson 16, Tape B.